Well, hey, everyone. We are opening up this week's inbox and kind of have a little bit of a departure from our normal format. We are going to be talking to Bob Walaszewski. Bob, welcome.
Well, Lisa, it is great once again to be back on the Boundless program.
I know. We usually have you on a culture segment, but we decided to put you as our inbox this week because we tend to get a lot of questions from folks talking about specific types of movies and different entertainment choices and just kind of discernment in media, which you specialize in. And so we figured as we are in really the throes of summer here and lots of our audience are going to movies and planning to go to movies, we figured we better just bring you in for a good roundup of the blockbusters and all the things that people are talking about. I was just at Super 8 last weekend.
Okay.
And just the trailers alone for Super, or not the trailers, the previews, I either did not understand what most of them were talking about, or I was like, what in the world? Who would ever want to see this movie? Because you could tell, like, when you see a movie like Super 8, which all my friends were like, oh, it's a throwback to Spielberg from the 80s. And I'm like, really? What's that? You know, you see this kind of stuff and you're like, okay, is this all like technology oriented or is it sci-fi or is it whatever? I'm just like, who's coming up with these plots? Okay. So that was my first thought. The second thought was, as I went and looked for what's really coming out this summer, everything this summer is like a third or fourth installment of movies that have already been made.
Transformers 3, Harry Potter 8. There are seven books and they split up the seven into two. Yeah.
Well, exactly. And then we already had on the front end, you know, in spring, really, I guess it was, they had Scream 4, Pirates, obviously.
Thor.
Thor.
Rio, Rango.
Yeah.
Cars 2.
Yeah. Cars. There's going to be like another Spy Kids, I think, coming up at the end of the
fourth?
Summer. Yeah. Four. Yeah, I can't say I really followed that franchise. But anyway, so first of all, talk to us just generally about summer movies. How are they different from the rest of the year and why this whole idea of the blockbuster?
Well, even before I do that, I want to come back to our listeners to say that I go back to the reason that we do this, because I want to make sure that we just don't talk about movies. We're talking about the reason. And that is, I believe the creator of the universe cares about what we watch, what we listen to. Obviously, with the Boundless audience, we're not. It's different. We don't have to go see the Rangos, the Rios, and the Cars, and the Zookeepers and say, okay, you know. I mean, we can push it a little bit. But at the same time, even though we push the limits a little bit, we've got to. And I can't stress enough, we still, I have to say, I want to honor Christ with my entertainment choices. And I can't say that enough to this audience, to any audience. We have to keep that in mind as we make those decisions. So getting back to that question.
Well, and I will add, too, a caveat preview for next week's show. We're going to be basically issuing a smackdown to people about life choices and really what defines how you live your life. How do people see that you are a Christ follower beyond what you say? And entertainment is one of those big determiners.
Well, it is. And yet I don't want to just have a bunch of rules and regulations and check boxes where we check it off and say, okay, I stayed away from, you know, Hangover 2, Bridesmaids, and Horrible Bosses, and I saw everything else, therefore, you know, I got some extra brownie points. It's not about that. For me, it's the fact that, you know, I don't love the scripture, but it is the scripture that says, deny thyself, take up your cross, and follow him. It's one of those, and I think as believers, sometimes we have to say no to certain things. Entertainment is one of those worlds where we have to say, it's not just drugs and alcohol and sex outside of marriage. Sometimes it's just saying, I'm not going to go to that, even if all my friends. Okay, I think I've established that. But getting back to the whole thing about summer, you're absolutely right. Hollywood has looked at what makes money, and they found out that familiarity and to come back and comic books, superheroes are huge, and so we're getting a lot of that. And animation, obviously Disney was the forerunner, but then DreamWorks got into the mix, and now we've got several other studios, and they're getting more and more into that because in 3D is big now. That may be a passing fad, maybe a year or two, 4 years from now, we'll hardly see anything in 3D. But right now, everything's in 3D. Just last night, I saw Harry Potter 8 in 3D, you know, and by the way, to me, it doesn't add all that much. But let me just say a couple things. We have had at least 8 movies, if you take out The Bridesmaids and The Hangover 2, the hard R's, that have made over $100 million so far this summer. To me, that puts it in the blockbuster territory. For instance, Transformers, Dark of the Moon, $261 million. It's only been out 2 weeks. Cars 2, $148 million. Super 8 that you've already mentioned, $118 million. Green Lantern, $109 million. Bridesmaids, which I said we'd take it out, but it's made $158 million. X-Men, the first class, $142 million. Pirates of the Caribbean, $236 million. Kung Fu Panda, $159 million. So we have had a lot already of blockbusters, and we haven't even gotten to Captain America or Harry Potter 8, so yeah. Which will be huge.
Which are still, yeah, still to come, and a few others still coming down the pike this summer as well. So is it just that more people are going to movies in the summer, or is it that people really anticipate these movies and make them kind of events?
Well, it's both. It's both. And it's also the fact that with 3D that we've already mentioned, the price of tickets are more expensive because there's that $2 to $3 surcharge. So when you actually do the math, it's less people going to the theaters than, say, in the 50s and the 60s. We're not at an all-time, you know, people are not watching their movies more in theaters today than ever before. No, those decades are past. Mm-hmm. But people are watching more because they can watch them on DVD and on demand and in hotel rooms and on their cell phones. So there's a lot of that adds to the mix. But just in the theater only, it's huge because of expensive tickets and the 3D phenomenon.
Okay. So I think a lot of people, especially young adults, look at maybe the summer slate and they think, okay, like you said, you know, we're talking comic books, we're talking just random sci-fi action. So I think that a lot of people apply this broad brush to certainly all of that's got to be okay. But let's talk about some of the good, the bad, and the ugly when we're talking about what we should or shouldn't be going to see this summer, regardless of whether, because you talk a lot to parents of young children where you're parsing out violence and sexual content and stuff. A lot of young adults, 20s and 30s, will say, well, you know, whatever, I've seen it all. So, but we're saying, as you've talked about in the past, when Jesus is loading up the Jesus minivan, Bob, we need to know who he's going to take to what, okay? So you need to talk to him. And I'm very surprised. And I think apart from this, we could have a separate discussion about this. You know, we glossed over, you know, Hangover 2 and Bridesmaids and stuff. Hangover 2, I believe, now is the highest grossing comedy opening weekend of all time.
Yeah, it's made $250,804,000 in its 7 weeks that it's been out.
So. Okay, some Christians are going to see that. They got to be absolutely putting into that money. Okay, if any of you out there saw Hangover 2, I'm rebuking you right now. I want you to write to me and confess right now. Lisa Anderson, confess it. Confess it. No one in Boundless should be going to see that. Okay, I digress. Go ahead.
Well, it goes, if you really want to go back to the minivan, to me, if Jesus were walking the face of the planet today and Peter says, hey, let's go see Hangover 2, let's go see Bridesmaids, let's see Horrible Bosses, yeah. And you ask that question, put it in that perspective, would Jesus say, oh, absolutely, come on, where's Thomas? Thomas, come on, yeah. You know, hey, Andrew, you know, let's Bartholomew, come on, let's all get, we're $250 million, we're not missing this one. Yeah. You know, obviously the answer is he would not, and he would probably say, get thee behind me, Satan, to Peter, if Peter asked. So if we would ask the same questions, the same answers would be given. So your rebuke, even though a little bit tongue firmly planted in cheek, you meant it. And I would say that's true. But the thing is, we then have to filter it down even to the PG-13s and sometimes mm-hmm. the PGs, because mm-hmm. there are just movies out there that are just junk and they're just awful. And mm-hmm. Jesus wouldn't load the minivan up with his disciples. And therefore, we shouldn't. But by the way, there are several good movies out this summer.
Yeah, give us the bright lights.
You know, I'm going to start with Thor. It's still playing in the Dollar Theater here in Colorado Springs area, so we've got listeners that are still must be playing in their Dollar Theaters around. It wasn't bad, and it was one of those superhero movies, if you will, that had some good messages. Fatherhood was in there. The Tree of Life, Brad Pitt and Sean Penn. It moved at the pace of grass growing at many times in the movie, but at the same time, it was an interesting take on the Book of Job. And for some, especially those listening to us that are real film buffs that like to go see the artsy stuff, Tree of Life was artsy to the nth degree, and with the Book of Job emphasis, it certainly had it. And then if you go into the things like Kung Fu Panda and Cars 2. You know, they were pretty
also
decent.
Also very
as well.
Artsy.
Monte Carlo, if any of our listeners are looking for, you know, something to do with a girlfriend or maybe with their mom, it wasn't bad. Larry Crown, an interesting date movie. Not a perfect movie, but Julia Roberts and Tom Hanks in this one. The love story was sweet. I like the fact that he didn't take advantage of her in a certain scene where she was a little tipsy and definitely looking for a one-night stand. And he absolutely said no. And I want to just stand up in the theater and go, yes, Tom, that was the right response in this scene. You know, by the way, a film that he wrote and I believe also directed. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, and I think there are, like you said, you know, those are good suggestions because a lot of the ones, you know, I mean, I'm like one of these people that's like, pirates, seriously? What are they going to do in a fourth installment of Pirates that has not already happened? So I haven't seen it yet, you know, haven't seen it. Now, coming out this weekend, I was just pulling the movies coming out July 22nd.
Captain America
seems to be the big one. The rest of these, I have not even heard any promotion for. And I'm like, seriously, what is prompting people to create these films and then go to them? Friends with Benefits. Did we not see that in the whole, what was up with Ashton Kutcher and what's
No Strings Attached.
Yeah, No Strings Attached. We just, this movie just came out. Can people just not get enough of promiscuity? And I get...
Apparently not.
Apparently not. That is another one we are not going to let any boundless people go to. Then we have A Little Help with Jenna Fisher. A recently widowed single mom reconnects with an old flame who happens to be her sister's husband. Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's that. Another Earth, I don't even understand what that's about. Bellflower, eccentric LA-based friends spend their time preparing for the apocalypse. Like I said, Friends with Benefits. Sarah's Key is looks like... Kristen Scott Thomas, and then The Myth of the American Sleepover. Storyline follows four teens on the last night of summer. So this weekend, it's looking like Captain America. Give us a roundup of that one, Bob.
You know, we haven't seen a screening of that one. And what's more, I can't even find out what it's rated, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
We have gone to IMDb. We have gone to, as we're taping right now, even this morning, we asked for a rating. Now, I think it's going to come in at the PG-13, mm-hmm. But MPAA apparently hasn't either seen it or maybe they're doing some last minute touches. Hmm. So, but I will say in general, these comic book movies, you know, Captain America, tend to do very well in the culture because of the familiarity of a whole bunch of fan bases already out there for folks that have read them as children or teens or tweens, mm-hmm. and they like the character. It's nostalgia, it brings back something. And there's also, because this one is America, and the emphasis on America, there's the whole sense of patriotism, mm-hmm. that could play into the success of this film. Now, if it does a little weak, it's because they're reaching deeper into the bag to find superheroes and comic book superheroes that many people didn't read when mm-hmm. they were kids, and so it's like who read Captain America? You know, there are some, but some people say, I've passed that one up. This right. is not Batman, Superman, you know.
Right, yeah. Well, and still a general understanding of good versus evil, you know, in most of these. There's still, that's laid out there in contrast to something like, as you alluded to, A Horrible Bosses, where apparently now, for the sake of comedy, it's okay, you know, if your boss is terrible, to kill them and, you know, go and make it into a big farce.
Well, Jennifer Aniston, speaking of that particular movie, we caught this quote from her. I think this says all we need to know about Horrible Bosses. She says, "I've never played a character so inexcusably raunchy, and there was no way I could resist it," meaning being in this film. "The dialogue and the situations are so outrageous and fun," end of quote. I forget the fun part, but she's absolutely right. Inexcusably raunchy and outrageous. And do we need any more? I mean, who needs to see Jennifer Aniston in inexcusably raunchy?
Yeah, it's too bad. So, well, Bob, it's always great to have you. Thanks so much for being part of this roundup. I'm going to add that one to the list, too. So anyone who anticipates seeing Horrible Bosses, write to editor@boundless.org and confess it. And we'll start
or write to Jennifer Aniston.
And
don't have to confess it. Just maybe give it a thought or
and
two.
And issue SmackDowns. If your friends are saying that they're going to go see this, just call them out. I mean, this is ridiculous. Someone needs to start standing up for this kind of stuff. This is ridiculous. ridiculous. So I'm just saying.
I will.
Okay. Bob and I are going to do it. We need to go. We need to get the Jesus minivan. That's what we need. We're going to go cross country, Bob. You and I. We're going to have a bullhorn and start calling out people that are standing in line for these movies. So, well, always a pleasure to have you on. A lot of fun. Bob, thanks so much. And of course, as we head into fall, that's where we really start pulling a lot of the artsy ones and the Oscar contenders. So we'll have to have you back for that.
Sounds good.
To decipher for us. So thanks again.
You bet.
Well, that is it for this week's show. As always, we want to hear from you. Write to us, editor@boundless.org, not only to confess your movie choices, but to ask any questions you have for future inbox segments or to give us feedback on the show or just tell us what you're up to. Hopefully, this show was a fun one for you as we rounded up this summer's movies, as we talked about living life in the outdoors in the summer, or maybe it's your winter, so maybe you can tell us a little bit about that. And then, of course, hearing from Max Lucado, which was just a great deal of fun. Love him and thank him for speaking into our culture as he does as a pastor, and really a lot to us young adults, as we saw throughout the questions that he answered. So that is it for this week's show. Make sure you're listening. Make sure you're telling your friends. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.